Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to Heal It. This is a show that I'm put together to really support you in finding the cause and the cure to anything that's ailing you, right? Emotionally, mentally, physically. That's what this is about. And what I've done is I've gathered the top scientists, the top practitioners, the top MDs in the world, and I'm bringing them here to help you to understand how to up-level your life, up-level your mind, up-level your emotions. And today we're talking about emotions. Yes, we all have emotions, right? We think it, we feel it, and we act on it or we don't act on it, depending on that emotional state that we're feeling. So today, I've brought on an expert in this area, and he's going to show you how to really kind of cleanse, purge, release emotions. We're going to be talking about how you can do that. And you know what happens when you do that? Well, life gets better. You get more vibrant. You get healthier. You tap into the creative forces within yourself. You feel alive. You get more on purpose. A lot happens. Why is that? Well, I've been told that it's we carry almost all illness is because of the emotional baggage we're carrying inside of us, right? So they say about 90% of all illness is that. Wow. If you knew that and you went, whoa, that's a big number. Well, it is a big number. That's because, and you can look around, right? I'm all about results. Look around, see the results people are getting in their life, right? Whether it be in their financial life, their careers, their relationships, their health, their vitality. Look around. You have eyes to see. And if you start to, and look, turn those eyes inward to yourself. Look at the results you're getting. If you're not getting the results you want, then it's probably because you got some emotional baggage. So I'm going to take a break, and we get back. We're going to talk to my expert in this area. We'll be right back. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Kendi Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund. Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform. Welcome back to Heal It. And we're having a Heal It discussion with Bill McKenna, who's one of my friends. Bill, welcome. I love that we're together here doing this show.
Me too, Ken. Great to have you on. Congratulations on the show. You're going to help a lot of people.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are really struggling right now with health issues. And this is the time of year that it seems to, accelerate health issues. So we're going to have a good discussion on that. Now, if for those of you that don't know Bill McKenna, Bill is the founder of Cogno Movement, which is a powerful process to move emotions out of the your field. It's a actually a groundbreaking for you to rewire your brain. That's really what it is. He's also the author of The Only Lesson. I love that title. And his diverse background as an adventure helicopter pilot, ultra marathon runner, reflects his resilience, highlighted by the survival of a near-death skydiving accident. His expertise has led him into prestigious venues such as Noetic Science, International Association of Near-Death Studies, and Gaia Institute, where he's done several shows on Gaia, Shift Network, and on it goes. Bill, it's great to have you here, and healing. Whoa, that's a big subject. All right, especially when it comes to emotions. let's just dive into that. What's your experience about the people that are holding on to their emotional baggage?
Well, basically, our body will express for us the emotions we can't process. This is a fundamental that I never really understood, but after I was awakened to it, it made perfect sense. You know,
I gotta pause you right there. Because that is a profound statement. So our bodies will express the emotions that we have not dealt with. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, we can't process.
We can't
like
process.
Like a broken heart, right? You know, if you're listening to this, you may have had a broken heart at some point. You know, at one point, I happened to share a hangar with a guy who was the very first transplant doctor of hearts, you know, and he runs a huge operation in San Diego where that's what they do. They do full on heart replacements and, you know, other work around the heart. And I asked him, I said, hey, your clients, what percentage of them do you think have had a broken heart? And he paused for a second. 100%. You know, and this is from you know, a very very astute, well-known doctor in the field. So there's become much more recognition around the emotional component and the effect on the body. Now, obviously, I think he's a rare bird and a wonderful, just a wonderful human in general. But this exists throughout our body. Our body will express for us the emotion we can't process.
Let me ask you about, okay, so the heart, like I've had broken hearts before, right? You know, and gosh, I can think about how I covered all that up, you know. I personally self-medicated, right? But there are certain people that have broken hearts that, you know, they just seem to move on. They're okay, and they don't seem to express that. What's the difference there?
Oh, well, you know, we don't know how the other person has actually processed, right? Some of us are really good at suppressing, you know, like, I don't want to feel it. I don't want to feel it. I don't want to feel it. Hence, you know, we drink or we distract ourselves or we relationship hop, you know, like, oh, I'm breaking up with you. Well, I'm going to get another, you know, mate here real quick, you know, so I don't have to feel it. So they have different ways of either trying to keep their heart open and feel the love by, you know, hopping on to the next person, or you know, for other people, they literally shut down. And with that shutdown, heart attacks and strokes and, you know, variety of different things that we see. Wow.
Okay, so there's a direct correlation is what I want to establish here. You know, in your experience, that doctor's experience, you know, several other guests I've interviewed over the years, that your emotions, if you are not processing those emotions, if you're stuffing them in any way, you are expressing, it's being expressed somewhere in your body. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. And here's the interesting thing is that you can do something about it. But the typical method, you know, that, you know, at the very early stages in our lives, Ken, right, we probably tried to drink it away. That was a really accepted method, you know.
I joined the party club. I was in on that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so we did that, right? And then at a certain point, you may try to talk it out. Yeah. But there is another way. And another way is giving your body a chance to express it. Every feeling that you're having in your body, it's basically your nervous system. What happens is our nervous system creates the feeling. And your nervous system is really your eyes, brain, spinal cord, and by extension, all the other nerves. What it does is it transmits electricity back and forth, messages back and forth in between your body and your brain. What happens is I get a feeling, that's an electrical signal in my body, it's a feeling, and then not only is it that electrical signal there and creating the feeling, but it releases hormones and all kinds of other things. We will think a thought equal to the feeling in the body. This is really important because most people think it's just my thoughts. But they don't realize it's actually the feeling that stimulates an equal thought to it. And around and around the loop goes.
Wow.
So you can process this. It's like a glitch, if you will. You can allow that particular feeling, allow that particular thought, and then you basically give your entire nervous system a look at it. Well, what does that mean? Well, because your eyes, your brain, and your spinal cord are one, we can actually affect the system through your eyes. There's a place when you have that broken heart, or maybe it is something else, how I feel about myself, how I feel about something else that happened to me, a betrayal, how I don't feel successful, you know, like I can never get ahead. That will show up within like your eyes. You'll have, when you move your eyes to certain positions, which they usually will never go to because it's difficult to look there, you look and then it'll be like, oh, you know, and it's so subtle, you'll never actually look over there. But that is the problem and the solution are in the exact same place.
Interesting. Well, listen, I got to take a break. When we come back, let's take a little deeper dive into how we can change quickly some of these emotional states. All right. We will be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It's your host, Kendi Foster. I'm speaking with the founder of Cogno Movement, Bill McKenna, and we're talking about emotional intelligence, really, and how, well, not, yeah, increasing our emotional intelligence by letting go of some of the old baggage that we have is really what we're doing. So, Bill, all right, so it's in the eyes. I know, you know, iridology is a study of the eyes. And, you know, iridologists can see anything that's going on in your body is just amazing by what's going on in your eyes. So now you're saying that the eyes are the key to be able to release some of this or all of this emotional baggage. How did you discover that?
It was a strange journey that I had no intention of going on. Many years ago, I had this, for lack of a better term, an awakening. And with that, I began to study many different things in the Eastern and Western fields of medicine. And through helping people, I was able to determine a bunch of different things, along with my business partner, Liz Larson, who basically took a different version of the same journey. And through understanding our nervous system, we're able to find, through helping thousands and thousands of people, glitches within their nervous system. We just noticed that, for example, when people have a concussion, we noticed certain things. And I know concussions, you're saying, well, this is about emotional healing. Well, what a lot of people don't realize is that when you were 4 or 5 years old, or maybe you were in high school and played football, or later on you got in a car accident and you banged your head, and maybe you had a headache for a little while, you felt a little dizzy, but then it was over, you know, in a day or two. Or maybe you did get knocked out and you're like, yeah, but I'm fine. I don't feel anything, you know, I'm good. Well, it turns out that an untreated concussion is an untreated concussion. Dr. Daniel Amen of the Amen Clinics does brain scans, hundreds of thousands of brain scans. And he has seen that an emotional trauma and a physical injury look identical on brain scans. You can actually see it in the brain scan. Now, there are certain things that go along with these injuries. When you have a concussion, many people right after the concussion experience a lot of problems in their life that they never associate. A collapse of a business, collapse of relationships, a loss of balance and coordination in their physical bodies. They find that lights and sounds and movement is very hard for them. Driving, depth perception, stomach problems with digestion, and then additional injuries like a broken shoulder or damaged shoulders, elbows, and knees. It's because of these different depth perceptions. But most of all, what they'll experience is fear, anger, isolation, depression, all of these things that are on the negative spectrum of emotions. And they're all because of an injury, a part of the brain that stopped working. The reason that you're having problems with, like, I feel very emotional, fearful, or angry, is because the part of the brain that kind of counters, checks a person, like, oh, that's not really reasonable. I don't think that's something to be afraid of or angry about. That basically goes offline to some extent or fully, and then the fear and anger go out of control. With this,
so, Bill, there's a lot of you know, a lot of symptoms that you just mentioned. That could be other things. How do you relate it to a concussion? How do we know the relationship of this symptom is caused because of this particular concussion I had a year ago or 25 years ago?
You don't know. But here's how you will know is when you actually heal it. Hmm. When you heal it and that thing goes away. Hmm. When you get the connectivity literally in the brain, all of a sudden the shoulder starts working, you know, or I no longer have that fear anymore. I'm like, hey, you know what? That would have given me a lot of fear, but now it doesn't. In severe cases where a person cannot be in crowded spaces, like, why can't I be in a crowded space? So the noise is too much in here for me. You know, obviously, kids on the spectrum or autism, you know, that sort of thing, you know, obviously different cause. But you notice that once your brain comes back online, you do exercises. And what we're talking about is exercises that will build mental acuity. Once the brain comes online.
Let me ask you this then. So somebody has a concussion. Bam, they hit their head, let's say. And it's the right frontal cortex, right? Now, let's say that, what I'm thinking is a lot of times, we've been told that the brain will rewire itself if you've got a damaged part of the brain. Does cognitive movement overpass that? How does it work? What does it do to the brain?
That's what it does is the rewiring of the brain. When you have an injury, we can basically build back up your connections. Your ability of your vision to see what's in your periphery oftentimes will get shut down, or there'll be a particular place that gets shut down. And once we utilize your body and your eyes to start creating activity in that particular area, there's a bunch of techniques for that, all of a sudden you'll actually feel your system come back online. Not only will you be able to see in the area, but you'll be able to look at your universe differently. Things will appear differently. You will physically notice things in your environment that you didn't notice before. The sensitivity that you had in the past, emotionally, physically, all get dampened down.
Amazing. Well, when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my experience that I had with cognitive movement. And we're going to take a deeper dive into how you can heal the brain through this process. So we'll be right back. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being.
tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back to Heal It. I want to thank you so much for joining us. We'll get right back to my guest, Bill McKenna, in just a second. I want to appeal to you right now. You know, the way we grow our shows is that you watch it and you go, I really like this. And then you pass it on to somebody that you care about. So if everybody does that just once a week, we grow our show tremendously. And some of you, of course, will pass it on to a whole bunch of people because that's your nature. But if you can just pass the show on, we'd really appreciate it. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. And of course, we're on Alexa, Cortana, Siri. Just play Heal It and we'll come right up. All right, I'm going to get back to my guest, Bill McKenna. Here we go. Okay. So, Bill, so welcome again. You know, for those of you that just joined us, Bill McKenna is the founder of Cognitive Movement, a process that rewires your brain. And I want to tell them a little bit about my story, Bill. I mean, you know, you came in my life, and I didn't really think I even needed Cognitive Movement. I'd done a lot of processes and a lot of work, but then I always look at my own results, and I was realizing that, you know, in some of the areas of my life, I wouldn't get the results that I wanted. And you said, well, let's try this. Let me help you. And I have to tell you, we did, I don't know how many sessions, but what happened for me is I became a lot clearer. Somehow my energy increased. I have a lot of energy anyway, but it increased again. My brain seemed to, I guess what it felt like is that more of the I had more brain power. Things lit up there that weren't there. And I had a deeper sense of calmness in my own life. Now, I don't know if everybody experiences that, but I can tell you that's what I experienced. And it stuck with me. That's the most important piece here. It wasn't something that I did and it went away. It's been with me since the last few years since we did the work together, Bill. So that's my experience. I bet you have a lot of those kind of people like me that have these kind of things.
Yeah, I do. And they're oftentimes they're what I would call high performance people like yourself. But something happened, you know, along the way that they're, for whatever reason, you know, they went through, you know, either a divorce or, you know, the collapse of a business or something. And then, you know, basically, we get them back on track. And we had one of these, you know, comes to mind, was basically a billionaire that that had fallen down and hit his head. And after that, everything collapsed. The billion-dollar company, you know, the suits with loss, you know, shareholders and partners and everything collapsed, not only within the business, but within relationships, within family. Every single aspect of life collapsed. Health collapsed as well. And nobody understood that really the poor guy simply had a brain injury. Nobody correlated. And after we got together and began work, literally everything reversed. Business, new business, flourishing, athletic performance like he never had before in his life because he had multiple concussions throughout his life, very active. So that blossomed and relationships blossomed. Every aspect of life came back online. So I guess one of the things I wanted to do is to offer hope that, yes, things collapse, but they can also go reverse. They can get better. You know, if you look at somebody like Elon Musk, for example. And some people think this about him and that about him. But I think everyone agrees that he is extremely creative. What's going on in his brain is things are just connecting. He has mental acuity, right? He's connecting parts of his brain very, very quickly that other people don't. So with this, it's very big. It's a very big deal to be able to connect up parts that aren't working. You have what's called a corpus callosum. The brain is split, left brain, right brain. And your left brain is your logical function. It's the area of stress as well. The right brain is associated with all of your function, creativity. And when the information is flowing really easily in between these halves of the brain and the different parts of the brain, you have tremendous ability to create. And the beauty of it is that you can do exercises that are going to get you there. You know, I like to think about it kind of like a steak dinner. You know, you can eat a steak dinner with a butter knife. But if you take that butter knife and you're going to carve up that steak, and it's going to take you a bit of work to do it. But if you take that same butter knife and you take it down and you grind the edge and you sharpen it up like a razor, you know, you're just going to cut that steak, you know, and it's going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy. And this butter knife example is all of life. When you're driving, when you're in your relationship with your significant other, you know, people that can't change their mind. They can't change their mind. Most people know somebody that just can't change their mind, and the solution's right in front of them. Now, these people, you probably would consider, you know them, and you consider them maybe low intelligence. Well, it's just they're not able to move information. They can't move information in their brain. They're stuck. And if you watch them, their eyes aren't moving as well, or they'll move only to one place. And when we can get their eyes moving to different places, they are going to pick up other information. So this is a learnable, doable skill. Anybody can do it. You can increase your mental acuity. And hopefully that information, as you're observing others, you're like, I see now.
I like that. You know, I'm thinking here about some of the symptoms, and I just want to, you know, touch base on some of that with the audience. Some of the things we've kind of talked about was, you know, memory. If you're having some kind of memory issue, if you're having difficulty in making decisions, if you're in a place where you're tired a lot and you're not understanding what's going on with the brain, why you're that way, if you're in a place where some people say they can't think straight. Okay. Well, that's probably a symptom too. If there's something going on with you, and a lot of times, you know, we have intuition and our intuition is saying there's something off, but we don't know exactly what it is, but things, you know, maybe you're bumping into things. Maybe you're cutting yourself with a knife or something. You know, like you've done that 3 times in a row now. And you're like, well, this is really weird. You know, there's some things that the brain does that kind of lets us know it's all about results. What are you getting? What's happening? Is your life flowing? Or are these little tiny accidents showing up or something you can't focus on? Focus is another big one, though. So, you know, that's been, you know, we've touched on some of it, but I wanted to get to the practical parts of that. All these issues I just talked about. Are these things that, I know it's a loaded question for you, but are these things that cognitive movement can address?
Those are dead nuts on. That is what we do. And the great news is you can make them go away. You know, there's the things that you just don't really notice. Like, you know, when you park your car, are you grinding your hubcaps across on the curb? You know, are you if you get hit in your car, is it always the right quarter panel, you know, of your car? Is that, if you look back over time, is that kind of an area for you? Is there a part of your body also corresponding that maybe you get hurt there? Those type of things are things that you can basically build your brain for that particular area.
And that's interesting. I think about, you know, I went through a period of years where I was always injured on my left side of my body. Right side was always great. I was like, what is with this? Right? I bet you some people can relate to that. And, you know, after I addressed that, then the good news is I actually haven't had any accidents or anything like that for a long, long time, years. So that's what we're talking about, right?
Exactly. You know, my guess is, you know, we've done a lot of work together. It's been a little while since we've done it. But if you were to actually look to your left side, if you looked all the way through your left side from low to high, look at the floor to the left, and then all the way up to the ceiling, just only on the left side, is there an area on the left that's hard, that feels like the eyes feel like they're a little difficult if you move slowly?
Yeah, for me, it's not on the left right now. It's on the right, and sometimes they cross over. So, yeah, on the right. Right up for me is what's I'm feeling it right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, for everybody, this is an area that you can check. Where is it? You can easily start to understand. For most of us, though, we will bypass the area. And if I tell somebody just do this on their own, they'll literally bypass the area because they won't even, it doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist.
Well, I've done a lot of work, so I know right where to go. But yeah, I don't think I'm bypassing here. I think I'm like, oh.
Yeah, not you. Not
I
you.
I didn't realize where that was. But I love what you said. You know, and, you know, here's the thing. You know, a lot of people listening to this are going, ah, man, is it really, I could really do that? I could really heal that? There's skepticism. And I will say this, doubt and uncertainty stop everybody from moving forward with their healing journey. You know, healing is a quest. People, it's a quest. You get on the quest and you say, listen, something's going on in my body, something's going on in my life, I need to heal this. You need, if it's going on in your life, come and see me. If it's going on in your body, come and see Bill. And well, he does the same thing, but he does it a different way. See, both of us. By the way, speaking of that, Bill, how do they get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold is cognomovement.com. That's COG NOMOVEMENT.com. When you go there, not only are there practitioners listed out on the site, there are videos you can watch, there are do-it-yourself programs. You can also see us on YouTube at CognoMovement as well.
Okay. So CognoMovement is scrolling across everybody's screen right now, cognomovement.com. That's what I heard, Bill. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, good. All right. I'm glad we got that. You know, if somebody wanted to work with you, do you have prices up there on the CognoMovement, or, you know, do you get free set? How do people get in touch with you there? You know, how what's the price points on this thing? You don't have to go into detail, but I'm just wondering, like, the first few sessions, how do they connect with you?
Yeah, so on sessions, there are obviously myself and my business partner you can do sessions. We're the founders of the company. We also have practitioners across the globe that you could contact. And they can do, we've certified them. You can do sessions with them. And everybody has kind of different needs. Now, for some people, for the emotional aspects, like alleviating a craving, that's a big one. If you have diabetes or something like that, and you crave pizza, and you know not, you shouldn't be eating pizza and Coca-Cola. Well, there's a process that you can do these exercises, and we have a video and a thing, a ball that you use to do the exercises, and it makes the craving go away. Or you know that, you know, you have grief or guilt or resentment, and you want just to be free of that. Those things you can do on your own. They call it the Cognomovement Essentials Package. And I think, you know, I don't know, but I think it's somewhere around $299. You get all these videos and the ball to do the exercises yourself. So it's fairly inexpensive to just get in and do it yourself and follow along, or to get a session with a practitioner. There are people who are what I would call, you know, either high performance or have special needs. We do have packages that are available, VIP packages, where we travel to and we help out, where we get them back online, or awesome, what I would call the hard to solve problems.
Yeah. Well, okay, high performance people and high hard to solve are in the same category. So just know that, people. All right, listen, I got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up here. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. All right, Bill, we only got a few minutes left here. You've given us so much valuable information. I want to ask you this. Maybe you know this question, maybe you don't, but well, you know, when you're talking about resistance, what in your experience, what stops people from really getting on the healing journey and taking care of themselves? What is that?
You know, I think probably the number one thing that keeps people from actually getting on the journey to heal themselves is the thought, this ain't, there ain't a damn thing that can be done about this. I feel how I feel. This is just is what it is. And there is no really ability to heal it. You know, I've lived it with it my entire life. This is just how things are for me. You know, one person was saying, you know, listen, I've just been in a bad mood for the past 40 years, you know, or they don't realize that there is a better life for them. You don't have to put up with it. You don't have to do it that old way. And this rewiring of your nervous system is a rewiring of your feelings. When all of us, you know, are just ourselves, you know, I'm just me, and you don't realize how hard it is to be me, you know, it's just that way. Well, consider that that is a feeling somewhere in my body. And it's so familiar, and it just feels like me. And if for a minute you would consider that feeling was just gone, I don't feel that way anymore, what would life be like?
Be really good for a lot of people, my friend. That's really good. Well, listen, I got to wrap up here. Again, let's tell them one more time where they can get a hold of you, Bill. You know, cognomovement.com, I believe it is. Cogno, you want to spell that out for us?
Yes, it's Cognomovement, like cognitive and movement.
I love that. All right. Thank you so much for being here and being one of the first guests on the Heal It Show. I really appreciate that. Thank you for joining us, Bill.
Thank you, Ken.
And for all of you, I hope you will continue to watch this show. This show is really for you. It's all about you. And if you have some thoughts or ideas of some of the shows that you'd like to see, maybe you have an issue that you'd like to have addressed and you'd like a show around that, please let me know. You can email me directly at ken@kendfoster.com, ken@kendfoster.com. And by the way, you can go to my website there, kendfoster.com. You can check out all the programs that I have available for you. We got some free gifts on the homepage there if you'd like to check that out too. You know, this is such a great time of your life. It's time to step up. It's time to take care of what needs to be taken care of. And, you know, we're all going through a lot of changes. The planet's going through a lot of changes. We're in a lot of chaos in some areas of the planet. But, you know, you don't have to pay much attention to everything that's going on outside of you. Start paying attention to what's inside of you. And as you do, as you tune into that spirit, that soul of yourself, you'll be guided to where you need to be and what you need to learn and what you need to do. And I hope one of the things you'll do is tune into this show every week. From my heart to yours, have a very blessed week, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.